SPF syntax, limits explained, includes lookups and the 10DNS rule. SPF records often fail not because they are missing or misconfigured, but because they grow too complex over time. As organizations add multiple email services, such as marketing tools, CRARMs, billing systems, and support platforms, each service introduces new SPF entries. These additions quietly accumulate and can cause email authentication failures, even when the SPF record appears correct. The key issue behind this problem is the 10DNS lookup limit enforced by major inbox providers like Gmail, Outlook, and Yahoo. When verifying SPF, receiving servers must follow references such as include A, MEX, exists, and redirect mechanisms, each triggering a DNS lookup. If the total number of lookups exceeds 10, SPF evaluation stops and returns a permanent error per mirror. As a result, SPF fails, DMARC alignment breaks, domain trust decreases, phishing protection weakens, and email deliverability suffers. The include mechanism is a major contributor to lookup overload. Adding an include does not authorize just one service. It extends trust to that provider's entire sending infrastructure. Since large email platforms rely on nested services and partners, a single include can generate multiple hidden DNS lookups. This is why SPF records can exceed technical limits without obvious warning. Modern businesses hit the lookup limit quickly because they rely on multiple platforms, including Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, marketing tools, CRUMs, payment systems, support desks, and transactional email services. Each adds layered SPF dependencies. To stay within limits, organizations should remove unused includes, avoid duplicate providers, monitor SPF changes whenever new tools are added, and use SPF flattening to replace long include chains with direct IP listings. Managing SPF efficiently ensures authentication remains valid, protects domain reputation, and keeps emails trusted and inbox ready.